This is a dictation for patient Michelle Hudson, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-A-Y-H-U-D-S-O-N. Michelle Hudson, date of birth is 6-27-1991. Date of accident is 12-27-2024. Chief complaints. Patient complaints of severe pain in the neck and the lower back. And she has a difficult time carrying her ADLs. Some days are more worse than the other. She has a hard time getting out of the bed. Bending down is painful. She is a housekeeper by profession and she is unable to carry out her duties. She has some shooting pain from the lower back to the posterior part of the buttocks and the legs. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to an accident that happened on 12-27-2024 as follows. Miss Michelle M-I-C-H-E-L-L-A-Y Hudson was driving. I'm sorry, she was sitting in the middle of the rear seat. There was one person on either side of her. The accident happened around midnight, 12 midnight, on 12-27-2024. This was an Uber car, and she was sitting in the middle of the rear seat. Total four people were there. The driver did not go to the hospital. Patient described that there were two other people who were sitting next to her went to the hospital, but she had no connection with them. They were strangers. The accident happened on Fielding, F-I-E-L-D-I-N-G, and 7 Mile in West Detroit. The patient was traveling in an Uber car, which is a small sedan, at around 5 to 10 miles an hour, and they were collided with the SUV at 40 to 50 miles an hour. The accident happened as follows. They actually were turned on Fielding Road from 7 Mile, and another car came from a side street, which did not stop or yield, and it rear-ended at a high speed. However, due to the fear of being robbed or something, the driver of the car, of the Uber car, kept driving. It didn't stop. He went to the police station instead. The approximate speed of the car that hit them should be 40 to 50 miles an hour. Patient was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. The airbag deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient reported that she was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The damage to the car is to the back of the car. It was completely smashed. The trunk and the bumper was completely broken. However, it was drivable as the Uber driver was able to drive the car. Regarding her personal injury, she reports that her head moved forward and backward. She was not wearing a seatbelt. Her knee hit into the middle console and her ankle hit into the seat. There was no trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. And and the elbow and the left shoulder hit into the seat to the left side. Patient went to the ER Sinai Grace Hospital with ambulance. He was there for all night. He x-rayed the ankle, CT scan, and were all okay. Medicines were provided. History of presenting illness, patient denies any headache at this time. She used to have a headache when the accident happened. She used to have a lot of dizziness and vertigo. They are not present anymore. Currently, she has some loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and spots in the vision in the right eye. Other than that, she denies any loss of consciousness, vertigo, dizziness, seizures, loss of memory. She used to have a ringing in the ear, but it is not present anymore. There is no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. And no nausea, vomiting, no incontinence of the urine bowel. The patient reports of some numbness and tingling. In the back of the both legs. Other than that, there is no difficulty walking, no weakness, no lightheadedness, no lethargy. There is no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic. The stains are reported to be present almost continuously several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching and heavy. The pain level is between 9 and 10. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing and driving. And pain is improved by medications. Most of the pain is in the neck and the lower back only. No x-rays or MRIs have been done, I think. Not sure. And patient has some numbness and tingling in the posterior part of the buttocks and the legs up to the knee in S1-S2-dermatome fashion, off and on. No muscle weakness. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Since the accident, patient has initially been to the Sinai Grace Hospital. And after that, she saw Dr. Bachu, I think. She's not sure, for one time. She had physical therapy 3 times per week, and almost 30 visits have been done. No chiropractic treatment, no massage, no operations or surgery. Please review the records for the ADLs. And system review, past surgical histories, allergies, and family history, relationship status, legal history, patient is seeing Russo law and personal history, as well as the ADL. The rest of the examination will be dictated in a little bit. Thank you.